From Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of the nature of the grandparent relationship. Look in Rashi, we see an allusion to the grandparent relationship in this week's parsha. It's by Yisai Yisrael B'chol HaShalom V'yavo B'er Shava. The verse says that Israel, Jacob, he traveled to Be'er Sheva. V'yizbach zvachim lo ke'aviv Yitzchak. He brought offerings to his father's God, Isaac. So Rashi says, well, why? What about Abraham? So he says, chayavad mi'chvod aviv yosem mi'chvod zekano. That you have to honor your parents more than your grandparents. That's why it says the God of his father, Yitzchak, he didn't bring it in honor of his grandfather, because it's more important to honor your parents than your grandparents. Now, what we can learn about grandparent relationships from this Rashi itself is of interest, but let's get back to that later. Firstly, let's note that the Maharik has an opinion that's very strange. He says, you're not obligated in the honor of your grandparents, avi aviv. Why not? He says, we never heard of such a thing. Very strange. We'll see, he has some proofs. The Ramah, however, the Ashkenazic authority in the Code of Jewish Law, says, no, that's not correct. Rather, it's true, your honor of your father comes before your grandfather, but it's still a mitzvah to honor grandparents. The Taz says, I can't believe it. How could the Marik say there's no mitzvah to honor grandparents? It says right here in Rashi that it's more honor for a father, but there's still honor for a grandparent. The Vilna Gaon brings two additional proofs, and it's all brought by the Michas Asher, Asher Weiss. He says the Gemara in Sota Mem Tesem Aleph. It says that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov asked the son of his daughter, whose name was Yaakov, to give him some water. He says La Brachanan. He says, I'm not your son. And Rashi explains, V'ein alai l'chab decha k'ben. I don't have to honor you like a child. Very strange Gemara, but it's a source. Secondly, the Gemara Mako says that you can't be the Goel Adam, you can't be the avenging, to avenge the blood of your own father, to kill your own father, but you could avenge the blood for your grandson, because you're not, you don't have any obligation, Rashi says, about the honor of a grandparent. Rashi actually contradicts himself. Rashi here on Makos seems to say there is no mitzvah to honor grandparents, just like the Maharik said. Now, the Sefer Haredim, Rav Elazar Azikri, the author of the Yedid Nefesh poem, he says that, what do you mean? Clearly, grandchildren are like children, because we say, Bnei Bonim Reim Kabonim, grandchildren are just like children. Now, what would the Maharik say to that? He says, well, that's in the mitzvah of having children. You're supposed to have a boy and a girl, says the Gemara in Yevamos, but not everyone does. Sometimes you have three boys, you have 10 boys, you have 12 girls. You don't always have both. So what happens? If a person merits before their death, they have a grandchild who is the other gender, then they get the mitzvah. So that's in that realm. But otherwise, grandchildren are not like children, and grandparents are not like parents. Furthermore, the Bach points out, of the old circus, that we often find that grandparents are called parents. As it says, Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Avicha Elokei Yitzchak. God said to Yaakov, I am the grandfather, I am the father, the God of your father, Abraham. We see that Avraham is called a father, even though he's a grandfather. Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, says that your grandfather has to teach you Torah. And we learn from the Pasuk, Odadl Vanecha Levnei Vanecha. You should teach your children and your grandchildren. So if you have to treat your grandchildren like your children, grandchildren, grandparents are like parents. Also, the Torah wrote that after all, if you have, there are three partners. The whole idea of honoring parents is that the three partners in the creation of a human being, the father, the mother, and God. Well, what do you think? You think your grandparents were not part of creating a human being? Of course. If not for your grandparents, you wouldn't exist either. So they're also partners, and you have to honor them in your for your creation. Now, then there's an interesting debate. Okay, let's say that Rashi and Chumash and the Ramah, the Gra, the Charedim are correct, that there's a separate mitzvah to honor grandparents. The question is, what's the nature of this relationship? Does this relationship stem from the parental relationship? It's really an outgrowth. You have to honor your parents, and then an outgrowth of that is our grandparents, or no, two separate paths. There's a path to honor parents, another mitzvah path to honor grandparents, unrelated. The Ramban says that it's the kavod achiv hagadol, for instance, the honoring your big brother, it's just an outgrowth of honoring your father. If you want to give respect to your father, honor the biggest brother as well. But the Rambam says, no, there's a separate obligation to honor the big brother, because it says, and your mother. And the et imecha, the and the et, it's an extra word, it means you should honor your big brother as well. So it's a separate pasuk, it's a separate verse. So it's not an ancillary mitzvah, it's a separate mitzvah. In other words, do I have a separate relationship with my grandparent, independent of the fact that it's my father's father? It's my grandfather, that's what it is. Or no, the only reason I'm honoring my grandfather is because it's my father's father. This is a question, and this is a matter of debate. I was talking to Rabbi Rosenzweig, my chudin, and he was saying that this type of thing shows you the power within the halacha, the laws of, let's say, edus, yerusha, testimony, who can testify for whom, are you related to them? How does inheritance work? Does it work through the father, through the uncle directly, or through the father? How does it work? These things can answer these questions as to what is the nature of these relationships. Are they independent, or do they go through the other relative? Even though you might say, why does the Torah care? What difference does it make? We'll see in a moment there are differences. And furthermore, the Torah, the halacha, has what to say about every aspect of life, including family relationships. Now let's say, you say, what difference does it make whether the grandparent relationship is an independent one or whether it goes through the father? What difference does it make if the big brother relationship goes through the father or if it's independent? Well, it makes a big difference. If the father is no longer alive, so then the father is not honored by the fact that you honor the grandparent. He's not around to see it. So then maybe you'd say, I have no relationship with the grandfather. Of course, we always should relate. It's always nice to have a relationship with an older man. It's fine. But we're talking about, as far as the mitzvah goes, maybe there's no mitzvah. But if you say that it's an independent mitzvah, so what, the father is gone, but you still have a relationship. And these questions can be raised as well, as Rabbi Rosenzweig pointed out, can raise these questions regarding other relationships. Your aunt, your uncle, are they only relationships that are significant as long as the connecting parent is alive? Or are these relationships independent and long-lasting? And each family, it's different. In each family, some families, you may find that with the passing of the patriarch or matriarch, their sibling relationships fall by the wayside. In other families, they recognize these as separate, unique, special relationships that must be guarded. Finally, there's an interesting question about the mother. Do we say that just because the father has to teach the grandson, and there's a special pasuk that you teach your grandson, so it has to do with grandparents and grandsons, or do we say that it applies to grandmothers as well? That very same Sefer Charedim, the Rebbe Elazar HaZikri, says that with this idea that grandchildren are like children and that grandparents are like parents, applies to grandparents, grandmothers as well. However, there are those who disagree. The Vilna Gaon says it only applies to grandparents. Of course, then we run into the following problem. If indeed the grandparent relationship really stems from the father, so then what are we saying? That I honor my grandfather because it's an honor to my father. So let's say there was a conflict. My grandfather says, hey, get me a glass of water. And my father says, hey, get me a glass of water. Who do I go to first? So usually we'd say, surely the father. That's a main mitzvah. The other is a secondary mitzvah, questionable mitzvah to honor the grandparents. So give them the water second. However, if we say that you, the son, the grandson, and the father, both have an obligation toward the grandfather, so we should say that, you know what? You should give the water first to the grandfather because you and the father are both obligated in the honor of the grandfather. But we don't say that. We say that your father comes before your grandfather. So it's an interesting question, and Rabbi Weiss addresses this question. Aside from this more technical question as to whether grandparent relationship stems through the parents or not, of course, the grandparent relationship plays another important role, and that is in the Masorah. We know that the idea of having children is not only to have children, but also to continue the Masorah, the tradition of Judaism. There's no question, when it comes to the grandparent, that's why we say that they have to teach Torah to the grandchildren, Livnei Vanecha, because it's even more powerful when the tradition comes through three generations. As the Talmud says, if you have, that we say every morning in the Vala Tzion that we hope the Torah won't be lost from one generation to the next. And as it says in Kohelet, a three-pronged chain is not long, cannot easily be undone. So the idea that Torah could be a three-pronged train that you could actually transmit from father to child to grandchild, or you could go directly from grandparent to grandchild, it's no question. It's a very powerful thing. And we see it with Ephraim and Manasseh growing up on the legs, on the lap of Yaakov. We see it with the Simcha Kimkin Frank Kamanash, we see the Rabbi Soloveitchik pointed out that this is the first time that we see a direct relationship between a grandparent and a grandchild in the Chumash is Yaakov to Frank Kamanash, and he created a generation, he bridged the generation gap, and he made it a relationship like Reuven and Shimon, as if they were his own children. And this is something, whether it's true or not, fundamentally, you can make it true. You can try to create a relationship that's so close that it's like a parent. But we should point out the following. A lot of us are probably rooting for the notion that a grandparent is like a parent. But I want to point out the following. We also have to respect unique relationships. The relationship of a parent to a child is unique. As much as the grandparents may love a grandchild, the relationship of a parent to a child is a unique relationship. And we have to be respectful of that. And that's why it comes first. Because a parental relationship is one of the most fundamental relationships we have, and we cannot undermine it by equating it to other relationships. Sometimes we like to say, oh, this person, he's like my brother, this person's like my cousin, this person's like my uncle, this person's like my grandfather. It's very nice, it's wonderful to see sometimes with an ach rachok, a brother who's not around too much, can be not as valuable as a local neighbor, says in Mishlei and Proverbs. But we also have to be respectful of these unique relationships. And that's why when it comes to push comes to shove, when it comes to the mourning process, a grandchild does not mourn for a grandparent. You know why? Perhaps because we have to be respectful of the parent-child relationship. It's unique. They're going to sit shiva for their parent. But or parent, God forbid, for a child. But a grandparent, as close as they be, and how beautiful a relationship a grandparent and grandchild can have, it's different. It's not the same as a parent-child relationship. And out of deference to that, the mitzvahs for parent-child relationship are more intense and more powerful because, in fact, that relationship is unique. And we must be respectful of that unique relationship. Going back to that Rashi, he said you're obligated in your parent more than your grandparent. In other words, perhaps Rashi also thinks that there's a link between the two, that the two relationships are connected. And you're just saying that one is a little bit more than the other. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefer Beth Olmeth Congregation for Memphis, Tennessee, for this discussion of the grandparent relationship and the nature of that relationship. Join us each week for a discussion of the holidays, the Parsha, and the how-to videos. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.